Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 25.
Hello Lad, how you doing?
Good.
We're going to do some quick fire podding today, aren't we? We're not going to mess around like a certain Mr. Crouch.
Yeah.
But a couple of bits. We can't skip what happened last week, can we, Lad? What happened?
Dad won 13-8.
Two perfect scores. Give me a nice win, yeah. Forest, very nice to get a correct score of Forest losing 1-0 to Everton. And Al Hilal, Al Nassr, 3-0. Does that make me the Saudi Arabia expert, like you're the Italy expert?
Well, you've only got one Saudi Arabia.
No, it's a start, isn't it? I reckon the Saudis might pay me to go and predict. You know, they've got like billions of pounds. They might say, he's a great predictor. Let's pay him to come out to Saudi Arabia and predict for, what, £10 million a week or something. You know what? I'd do it straight away. I'd be like, see ya, I'm out of here. Drop everything.
Well, anyway, yesterday we went to a match.
Yeah.
Derby versus Fleetwood.
Yeah. EFL Trophy.
EFL Trophy. And when we got to Derby's ground, we were about till kickoff, about 10 minutes till kickoff, kind of.
Yeah, you thought get in no problem?
Yeah.
There was like a crowd of 2,000 there.
We didn't mind which end we went in.
Come on, mate. We wanted to go in the away end, though, didn't we? That's the preference. But yeah, we were like, whatever, we'll go in the ground, get a new ground ticked off. And what happened?
Then we would have preferred to go into the away end. So we tried to get the away end and then...
Tried to pay with cash there, didn't we? And they didn't like it. They wanted us to go and buy a ticket.
Yeah. So they sent us round to get to the ticket office. And then the ticket office we got to...
Which was more than half the ground, you reckon? We had to walk around. It was a lot more, wasn't it?
Basically from the whole halfway, like corner to corner.
Yeah.
And we got to the ticket office and it said you can only buy home tickets here. And then the person in the home ticket office had to ring the person in the away ticket office to open the away ticket office. And then we had to walk around half the ground again to get to the away ticket office. And then we got in the away end. And it was about 5 minutes when we got in already played.
So we were walking around outside Derby County's ground for 15 minutes to try and get in it. And the attendance was like less than 2,000 in a 35,000 ground. Ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe we could send a poll out to have a guess how many away fans there were.
Oh, yeah, good shout, because that will stop me from saying it. Yeah, so we added to the away number by two, but we got in there and we know the away attendance and we'd like you to guess. So how many fans did Fleetwood bring? And we were two of them, but Derby did win 3-0. So we said we'd be quick today. Shall we start banging out the Premier League fixtures?
Yeah, one more thing about Derby, though.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
They didn't even have salt and vinegar crisps.
Oh, yeah, the food options were not very good.
They only have pies.
Yeah.
Pies and ready salted crisps.
You should have seen Lad's face when we walked down there. We thought, oh, there'd be no queue because I'm giving away that the attendance wasn't very big. Got straight into the concourse and then, obviously we know there's only 2,000 people there. So we get to served quite quickly and we look there and literally... pies. You should have seen Lad's face. He was grumpy and he was like, fine, I'll have some crisps. And then all they had was ready salted. It was like, not even salt and vinegar. Derby County had worse food options than what? Like recent non-league games we've been to?
Yeah.
Like Corby Town, they had better food, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So bad review from Derby County, and that is why there might be some Leicester City stickers planted around their away end. Because we had to leave a calling card, didn't we?
Yeah.
So let's crack on. What is the first Premier League game?
Crystal Palace, Liverpool.
Your first?
I think Liverpool are playing right now and 0-0.
Yeah, against Sheffield United. We're recording during the games. Palace are also playing.
Yeah, so if there's any goals, you might hear live on the podcast.
Yeah, could we have a live podcast goal? That'd be good. And what do you reckon is going to happen?
I reckon it's going to be 2-0 Liverpool.
I'm not going to mess around. I'm going to go 2-1 to Liverpool in that game. What's next?
Brighton-Burnley.
Brighton are a stronger team than Burnley. Burnley, I mean, they've got the one win in the last five, but they keep losing. Brighton are going to win this 3-1.
I think Brighton are winning 2-0.
Like it. Let's go. Peter Crouch, this is how you pod fast.
Man U Bournemouth.
You go.
I think Man U are 7th and Bournemouth are 16th. Man U have to win. I'm going... Oh, I can't help myself. I'm going 2-0 again to Man U.
Something I would say, Bournemouth's form, brilliant. 3 wins and a draw and 1 lose in the last 5. So Bournemouth's form, brilliant. They're playing Palace right now and who knows what will happen. I'm going to use that and I'm going to go 1-1 draw.
Sheffield, Brentford.
Right. Me, yeah. So Sheffield, absolute rubbish. Brentford, up and down, up and down, up and down. They'll be up in this game. Sheffield 0, Brentford 1.
I think the same, but I'm going 1-0 Brentford.
And Sheffield do actually have a new manager for that. But actually, that would be for tonight. They're playing Liverpool right now. It's currently 0-0. What's the next game?
Aston Villa, Arsenal.
Oh, no, actually, is this one, mate? Look.
No, Wolves, Nottingham Forest.
Wolves, Nottingham Forest. So you're first on this one. Wolves, Nottingham Forest.
Wolves are 12th and Nottingham Forest are 15th.
Forest are playing right now against Fulham 0-0.
I think that it's going to be 1-1.
1-1 draw. I think Forest have been a little bit losing recently. I hope it carries on. Wolves 2, Forest 0.
Aston Villa, Arsenal.
This is me. So Villa, we know they're doing really well this season. But Arsenal are top of the league. Had a crazy game with Luton last night. Unbelievable. How do I predict this one? Are Villa playing today? Yeah, Man City. Not even kicked off yet. I don't know. And when I don't know, what do I normally do? I do a 1-1 draw.
Everton, Chelsea.
Oh, you've not done that one, have you? I don't think you've done a Villa, Arsenal yet.
Didn't we just do that?
I did it, but you've not done your prediction yet.
Oh, I think Arsenal are first, and Aston Villa are fourth. I think that Arsenal are going to win 2-1.
Yeah. Right, what's next?
Everton, Chelsea.
And this is you.
Everton are 18th and Chelsea are 11th.
Everton have won 3 out of the last 5, though, so even though they're low, remember the points deduction and the fact that they've on form, they actually are probably better than the league table is telling you.
I think Chelsea are going to win 2-1.
I think Everton are going to win 2-1. I'm going with an Everton win. What's next? London Derby?
Fulham, West Ham.
Fulham, West Ham. So we've got Fulham, who I criticised on this podcast the other day, didn't I? And West Ham, who have actually got a bit of decent form. They're already through in Europe. I think Fulham 1, West Ham 2.
I'm going West Ham 2, Fulham 0.
Oh, yeah. And oh, I love this next fixture. Sounds amazing. Go for it.
Luton, Man City at Luton.
So Luton, actually, like, they gave Arsenal a hell of a good game, didn't they? But it does sound like a massive team. Man City have drawn, bad form. So, yeah, you go first, Luton, Man City.
I think this one, they get back on track. But I don't think it'll be a hammer, and I think it might be a bit lucky, like they did to Arsenal, like a last-minute goal, maybe. I don't...
Ooh, yeah.
I think it'll be close. I'm going to go... 2-0 Man City.
Yeah, I think Luton will give a good account of themselves and get a goal, but lose. So Luton 1, Man City 3.
Tottenham, Spurs. Tottenham, Newcastle.
Tottenham, Newcastle, pretty much, well, they're next to each other in the table. Tottenham, a little bit bad form, though, and I'm saying that's going to carry on. Tottenham, 0, Newcastle, 1.
I'm going Newcastle, 3, Tottenham, 2.
Oh, yeah, high scoring. So we've done the Prem. What is the obvious Leicester game we always pick? Who are they playing?
Plymouth.
At Leicester. Are you to predict first? I think. Yeah.
No, it's...
Did we lose the order a bit? Who knows?
I think that Leicester are going to win 2-1.
2-1 Leicester. All right. Yeah, well, Leicester don't often dominate games like by big wins, do they? So I think you've done a good prediction there. But I'm going to go with 2-0 to Leicester. Serie A, take us for our usual Serie A big game of the week.
Juventus-Napoli.
So it's me first, isn't it? So let's get our table up here. Juventus are second on really good form. Napoli are fifth on pretty bad form, I suppose. We predicted them last week and they lost 3-0 to Inter at home. Not the same Napoli team that won the league last year. I think you've got to go Juventus. 3-0 Juventus.
I think that... I think recently Inter might have had a draw with Juventus, which is okay. And
is that their draw? Then the rest of the time they've been winning. Oh, got you. So yeah, Juventus are in great form, really.
I think that Juventus are going to win 4-2.
That would be great to predict a 4-2 correctly. So this next game is probably one that people would say, "Oh, why are you picking those?" So tell us the fixture, then maybe give us a bit of information about this game.
Barcelona, Girona.
Okay, in La Liga, and normally that would just be like, well, Barcelona are going to win 6-0, why have you picked that game? So tell the listeners what the hell is going on.
Girona are on better form, and Girona are higher in the table than Barcelona.
They're actually level on points with Real at the top,
yeah, so it goes first Real Madrid on 38 points, second Girona on 38 points, then third Barcelona on 34 points, so 4-point gap.
Well, and then actually for Girona to drop out of the Champions League places would be right down, like, about, they've got about a 10-point gap. They've never been in the Champions League. They're not a really famous team. Wow, they're doing something. This is similar to what Leicester did that year. It's just Leicester did it for the whole 38 games. They've done it for 15 games. Still impressive. Okay, so it's you to go first. Barcelona, Girona.
I think that when it comes to this, I think it's just Real Madrid. They've just got it inside them.
With Barca, mate. Barca, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's a tough one, isn't it? What's going to happen?
It's going to be a 1-1 draw.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Girona would still be happy with that. It would keep them ahead of Barca. Just looking at their scores here, I mean, they've had some high-scoring ones, 4-2, 5-3. But actually, I must say, Girona are not normally battering teams. They're normally just winning by one goal. Maybe we've got to make a guess that they've been a little bit lucky. But I'm going to also go with a draw because I think... they're lucky, but they're on form. It'd be great if they could win La Liga. Barcelona 2, Girona 2. And the last game of the week?
Borussia Dortmund, RB Leipzig.
So, Bundesliga table here. Dortmund are fifth, just outside. And Leipzig are fourth. Two of the big teams. It's me to go first. Looking at the form, Dortmund have only won one in their last five. So, I'm going to go against them. I'm going to say Dortmund 0, RB Leipzig 2.
I'm going to go Borussia Dortmund 2, RB Leipzig 1.
So you go for a Dortmund win, home win. Well, so a bit of a quick fire episode. We've still managed 14 minutes, but take note, Peter Crouch. So, lad, we've got stuff to do. So shall we sign off now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. But for now, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad. Thank you.